the Free Beer and Hot Wings Show free clip of the day.
Aren't we lucky that Hollywood celebrities risk their lives to make entertainment for us?
I think so.
I mean, they don't owe us that. But there have been a lot of accidents. Obviously, there's been one recently that's been in the news a lot. But this has been a problem for a while. Now, in a moment, we're going to focus on a big celebrity who believes in realism for you. But there have been plenty of other times. I had forgotten about this one. I had only read about this when I was very young when it happened. But Hot Wings, you may remember. They were filming Twilight Zone, the movie.
Yeah, I remember that.
And there was a malfunction with a helicopter that chopped off the head of an actor and a young actress while they were filming. And then they freaked out and landed the helicopter and crushed another child to death in a botched scene.
Yeah.
Like, that is
it was really
incredible.
Bad. I do remember that. Yeah, it was really bad.
Wow. I heard that, but that is, I don't remember the... I don't remember two people having their heads cut off, and I don't remember a third being crushed.
No, I remember hearing about the actor. Apparently, we didn't bother to care about the children who were, you know, had their heads chopped off and everything else. The Wicked Witch in of the West, she apparently was burned badly during a scene in which she was supposed to vanish with a burst of flame in front of her, but the pyrotechnic went off first, and she was in it, sort of like what happened to James Hetfield with Metallica. Hold on. Dudley, give me that bone.
Is your dog chewing on a bone?
Sorry.
Yeah, no, nothing's happening. It's fine. James Hetfield or Michael Jackson, the filming of that Pepsi commercial.
Yeah, when he was doing all of his own stunts of dancing.
Yeah, he got shot with a firework.
Keith Moon's, or what was it? So someone from The Who, their eardrums exploded and they had permanent hearing damage when Keith Moon's drum
kit. I think it was Pete Townsend.
There's been a lot
I think he had hearing loss because, Keith Moon packed the drums with too much explosive.
Yeah.
Yeah. Uh-huh. James Caan, when in the movie The Godfather, broke the two ribs and an elbow of a castmate named Gianni Russo when he tossed him over a fence and slammed him into garbage cans while they were filming a fight scene.
He deserved it.
He was supposed to be throwing him around the street for abusing his sister in the movie. Not the actor didn't actually do anything. He did a great job. But this is the celebrity we wanted to talk about this time. By the way, my dog had four bones that he had brought and laid around him and laid in the middle and was chewing all of them.
Oh, that's
I got up while you were talking, took four away. And by the time I got back, he had brought another one directly onto the sofa behind me and was going to chew it next to me. So he's very helpful.
I feel like you need to give him less bones at once.
Hot Wings, I think you're making some strong points about the bone availability in this house for dogs.
It seems real easy.
He's like, Al Pacino in Scarface, just with a big pile of blow on his desk.
it's
bathing in bones.
It does seem to be like I wanted this to happen. But Steve has a montage of this great American actor doing some of the scenes we love before we get to how he's nearly died from doing them.
This is where the law stops, and I start.
I am the law!
They drew first blood, not me.
Survive a war. You gotta become war.
But it ain't about how hard you hit. It's about how hard you can get hit and keep moving forward. How much you can take and keep moving forward.
Guy comes up offers me a fight. Big deal. Want to fight the fight? Yeah, I'll fight the big fight.
Adrian! What's the thing about when the 15th round when you're coming out?
Adrian!
Rocky!
Adrian!
Rocky!
Hey,
where's your hat?
I love you.
I love you.
I'm not going to lie. I feel a little inspired.
Wait, hold on.
I'm sorry.
This is the best clip.
Okay. Hi, my name is Rocky Balboa, the Italian style. They say I'm the American dream, but not because...
Wait, that's not really from one of the movies, is it?
He was supposed to be filming a commercial.
Yeah, he was doing the commercial.
Oh, my God.
So he was purposely acting like a bad actor because... He was supposed to be Rocky Balboa.
Well, they had him in.
That's good writing.
Remember, they had him in makeup where he had one of those, like a scar on his on his face, but it was like the stereotypical scar that you'd put on a kid's face.
I do not remember that.
A line with a couple of dashes going through it,
like Frankenstein scars.
Exactly.
So obviously, that was when he was rich and famous, and the movie where he had the robot that I really wanted as a kid. Okay, yeah, that movie was amazing. I can't believe it didn't win 14 Best Pictures.
Was that the third one when he fought Thunderlips?
I don't know. Nope, that was the fourth one when he was kind of old and past his prime because success had gotten to him.
Oh, and,
it was Rocky IV, I'm pretty sure.
Ivan Drago.
Yeah. Now, in the filming of that movie, listen to this, 1985, Sylvester Stallone wanted to guarantee a sense of realism in the boxing match between Balboa and Drago. Now, that had been the criticism that the boxers in those movies just landed mega punch after mega punch and then would just fall all over the ring but never go down.
Mm-hmm.
But you kind of just accepted that with those movies.
Well, yeah. I mean, it's
so,
a movie.
But Stallone wanted it to get better. So he, at 5'8", thought it would be best if he and Dolph Lundgren, who played Ivan Drago, at 6'5", so 9 inches taller,
mm-hmm.
agreed to legitimately spar with each other, even though Sylvester Stallone was always an actor, and Dolph Lundgren had captained the Swedish karate team that had won the European championships just 3 years earlier, back to back. So how did that work out?
Well, I mean, perfect. One of them is still Stallone, a huge star.
Stallone was airlifted from Canada, where they were filming, to St. John's Hospital in Santa Monica and placed in intensive care for 8 days.
Oh, my gosh.
After Lundgren delivered a punch to his chest that was so hard, Stallone's heart started to swell and his blood pressure exceeded 200 almost immediately.
Jesus, Lundgren almost killed him?
That's why he's not a star. Dude, wow. I'll bet that Sylvester Stallone at that time, being as big of a movie star as he was, blacklisted him, had him blacklisted.
Well, yeah, the only thing he did after that was
he was in the Expendables,
in the He-Man
though.
Movie. Yeah.
Well, I mean, a lot of time has gone by at that point.
but I think, if I remember right, I think he was one of the bad guys that had his comeuppance.
Maybe. Now, fast forward. Speaking of the Expendables, Hot Wings, 25 years after Stallone was spent 8 days in intensive care for having his heart nearly exploded by a super punch. While filming the Expendables, Sylvester Stallone, now 25 years older, insisted on filming a fight scene with Stone Cold Steve Austin, who's 6'2", still quite a bit bigger, 6 inches taller.
Oh, yeah, that was an intense scene. I remember
now,
that.
Now, Austin had been, yes, he was a professional wrestler for 15 years, but he also had been a linebacker at the University of North Texas. So how did that go? Stallone broke his neck during the fight and required a metal plate to be inserted into his spine during the surgery.
Hmm.
Wow. Good fight.
Ultimate punch!
that's audio from Stone Cold Steve Austin.
Ultimate punch!
God, Stallone just can't stop.
I wonder if this is like in professional sports where they give them, you know, like $5,000 bonuses for scoring. If somebody on the side's like, you break your neck, I give you an extra $2 million.
Mm-hmm. Or if you break his neck.
Yeah. There can't be a reward for that. I'm totally making that up. But.
Well, it'd be the sideline. It would be like, you know, the crew on the sidelines or someone being like, okay, mm-hmm. listen, he's never deserved anything that he's ever gotten. He's the worst actor ever. But for some reason, we decided to make him a gigantic star.
It's kind of funny that, you know, we celebrate Tom Cruise for doing all of these stunts, which it is pretty impressive that he does his own. But then for Stallone, we're like, idiot, find someone else to do it.
But see, part of that is that Stallone, I mean, it's easy to just get beat up. That's not hard to do. Tom Cruise is hanging off the wing of an airplane as it takes off. He's actually stuck to the side of the Burj Khalifa. Yeah. Like, that's impressive stuff. Stallone's just getting his ass kicked.
We celebrate Stone Cold Steve Austin.
One does seem like something you train for and plan for, and the other one seems like something you drink a half a bottle of whiskey for and say, all right, F it.
Yeah, totally. Exactly.
Yeah, we celebrate Cruise because he also makes great movies still.
That's true, too.
That's the other part. I mean, I'm not saying The Expendables is unlikable. A lot of people like it.
They're fun movies. Yeah. Definitely fun movies.
But, I mean, when it comes to, like, stunts and fun stuff. Nah.
Around the room on the way next. Dumber Than the Show trivia in a little less than an hour now. Dealing with car repairs can feel like a lose-lose situation. You lose your money and your time. And if you don't have the right coverage, just one repair could bleed you dry. So we called CarShield, and you will too, because you're going to hear that it's a lot better. We're not worried about expensive car repairs anymore. CarShield administrators handle the two things you don't like, the paperwork and the payments, so you don't have to. It is a win-win.
CarShield could save you thousands. You get to pick your favorite mechanic to do the work, and CarShield's administrators take care of the rest. It's like your own personal team of auto repair problem solvers. Plans from CarShield even provide roadside assistance, rental coverage, and trip reimbursement at no additional charge.
Whether your car has 5,000 miles or 150,000 miles, CarShield has monthly coverage options to fit your budget. Get coverage today and see why CarShield cars go farther. Visit carshield.com/freebeer to save 10%. That's right, 10% when you go to carshield.com/freebeer. A deductible may apply.
A lot of people pointing out Jackie Chan has broken nearly every bone in his body doing all of his own stunts for years in his films. I doubt that's true. A couple people have pointed out that he even broke his skull, which is a real commitment to entertainment. That's for sure.
Yeah.
Idiots get access to the podcast, segment 17, and watch the webcams. You can be an idiot too. Sign up at freebeerandhotwings.com.